Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Let's move to the NL East. The Mets, a little banged up. Obviously, Verlander is on the IL. They've called up one of their top prospects. What can you tell us about where the Mets are right now?
Yeah, rough start, 3-4, and that doesn't even tell it. I mean, they've been outscored by quite a bit. They started in South Florida, which is basically a home games for them. Their fans were clearly on their side and did win 3 out of 4, but they were outplayed, outclassed. And give the players credit, they basically said that the Brewers outplayed us in every facet of the game, and they were absolutely right about that. I am a little concerned about the Mets. One thing I talked to Max Scherzer about was the pitch clock, which, you know, he looked like he could use to his advantage in some ways, but I think being an older pitcher, it's not going to be that easy. Conditioning is going to be an issue for these guys who are over 30 years old and have to throw pitches every 15 seconds. And then, of course, the innings while their team is batting are shorter too, because the whole game has been speeded up. And it was interesting to see that Scherzer was basically dominant for 5 innings in both starts. Got lit up in the 6th, 3 straight home runs against the Brewers in the 6th. Carlos Carrasco, same thing. He was pretty good through 4. Not great, but pretty good. 5th inning, he walked the first 2 batters, and then he's out. Well, he's 36 years old. Mets are waiting on Verlander, who's 40. Quintana, who's 34. I mean, Scherzer basically said, well, it's on me. I've got to figure it out. He's making no excuses, but it is an issue, and he admits it. I think it's a problem for these teams that have pitching rotations where the average age is 34, 35, not going to be easy.
Latte for Keenan?
That's me.
Hey, you're...
Yeah.
Buying a car online on AutoTrader?
Really? But unlike other sites, you can start online, test drive with a local dealer, then finish online or at the dealership.
Cool. Enjoy.
Buy your car online on AutoTrader. Really.
Listen, I've been on the record saying I think conditioning is going to be an issue, not just for older pitchers, but for a lot of pitchers. It's a different ball game with the speed. And you bring up such a good point. In between innings or during the downtime when your team is up, those innings aren't lasting as long. You don't have as much time to recuperate. And so, yeah, the conditioning – and listen, it may not even rear its ugly head in April, but you get into June, July, and those hot months – where the temperatures are hot, you're going to see a lot of dudes conditioning be challenged during this time, during that time of year. It's a little weird that it's happening for some of the veterans. Now, I think that has more to do with just April not quite being as sharp as they would like to, but there's no doubt conditioning is going to play a major role in this. We'll have to see how it affects some of these other arms as they go through the season. Now, they called up Francisco Alvarez, number 5 prospect. What are they expecting out of him?
Well, they wanted him to be in the minor leagues to get some seasoning, which he probably needs. Even if he's a number 1 prospect, he is not an experienced player, and it was right to send him down to the minors and get him all that time as a AAA player, mostly as a catcher, you know. And it's not going to be easy to come up there, and it's not an easy rotation to catch. I think their Mets are going to be out there looking for a catcher, a veteran guy, if they can find one now to call up, because, you know, I know the fans are going to be clamoring, why isn't he playing? Well, you know what, defensively, he's not quite ready. And that's kind of the most important thing for a catcher. So Nito is going to be the primary catcher. I know the fans are going to have an outcry over that. But, you know, I think they'd like him in the minors. Alvarez, I'm speaking of, catching every day. And this is really not optimal for the Mets. If they can find, you know, an Austin Romine or somebody like that out there to catch along with Nito, that will probably suffice until Narvaez, who got off to a great start, comes back.
I mean, listen, you are talking about a very specific position that, if out of all of the positions on the field, can't handle inexperience, it's that position there. Because especially with that veteran of a staff, I can see Verlander and Scherzer losing their mind having to throw to a young, inexperienced catcher. No matter how talented he is, he's got to be able to command a game. Forget the offensive side. That is where their bread is buttered, is on the pitching side.
That is true. I do think they could use some help offensively, too. They've had a rotation at number five behind Alonso. He's been they have very good players, a diverse lineup, a lot of speed, a lot of good hitters, but they don't really have a number five hitter behind Alonso. I mean, optimally, Alvarez could do it. You know, he could be a big benefit offensively, even if he's a slight negative defensively.
Let's stay in the NL East. The Phillies, one of the surprise teams in the worst way, right? 1-5 to start the season. Things just haven't gone well for them at all. Although there does seem to be some good news coming out of there. Bryce Harper took some live BP. Sounds like he could come back a little bit earlier than expected. Man, I just didn't see this start for the Phillies. I really didn't.
Me neither. I mean, this is another one I'm not right on. I really love the Phillies. I guess I was influenced by the WBC, where one third of the lineup were Phillies, and that was an all-star lineup. I mean, Dev Turner,
me too,
Schwarber, Real Muto, and we know we had Harper coming back. I thought he'd be back in late May. They were just saying first half. It's going to be probably earlier than late May at this point. The guy is a ball player, and give him credit. That lineup should be the best in baseball. They have a top two with Nola and Wheeler that matches almost anyone. Ranger Suarez, once healthy, he's good. Taiwan Walker, solid. This should be an excellent team. You know, I don't know if it's a World Series hangover or whatever. They have not played well. I mean, not only they have a bad record, they just have not played well.
Yeah, no, they haven't played well at all. And I was with you. I was fooled. I don't know if I was fooled by the WBC, but I certainly was influenced by the WBC. I expect that they'll get it going in the right direction. Remember, Philly, they got off to a slow start last year and then found their way in the World Series. So it's the early part of the season. We won't get too far ahead of ourselves.